It's a new week, which means it's time for a new Monday Musing with Left of Lansing's Pat Johnston. Muse away, Pat.
Here's the Monday Musing for August 17th of 2026. Over the weekend, Dear Leader Trump lectured the struggling working class that paying over $4 for gasoline is now your patriotic duty to help the billionaire defense contractors, the oil and gas industry, and yes, of course, for Israel's corrupt government. Now, I'm not alone when being told that not only would a vote for Dear Leader equal lower costs for all of us, but that he'd also be the anti-war president. Please, tell me I'm not the only one living in that twilight zone. What am I talking about? We're still in the twilight zone. Higher gasoline prices, of course, boosts inflation as well. And remember, this is all done by choice. Dear Leader says he'll never apologize for doing what he calls the right thing. Right thing for whom, actually? Because it's not the working class that wanted this war or farmers who pay for the high fertilizer costs. They aren't seeing this really as the right thing. MAGA Michigan Republican Senate candidate Florida Mike Rogers, who sought and enthusiastically celebrated getting Dear Leader's endorsement, called working class Michiganders who complain about the affordability crisis to be, quote, nuts. Yeah, that's how he feels about all of us. Sadly, a couple of establishment Democrats also call the working class the complainer class because we just want a little more fairness put back into this broken economic system. In a recent CBS YouGov poll, 72% of MAGA Republican voters claim they just love capitalism. Yet, in that same poll, a majority of MAGA Republicans, 54%, agree that we need to institute some price controls in this country. That compares with 75% of Democrats and 62% of independents who say price controls are needed. Now, I'm not going to turn this week's Monday Musing into a seminar on the pros and cons of price controls, but what I will say is that little nugget proves what I've been saying here for the last few years. The working class feels left behind and powerless. And even for MAGA Republicans who are told around the clock from Fox News and the corporate right-wing media intelligentsia of the evils of socialism, while they at the same time celebrate Social Security and Medicare, even they are still feeling like, you know, this capitalism thing that's going on right now might be skewed against us, the working class, and more for the corporate and billionaire class known as the Epstein class. It's always funny to me how those who keep pushing and pushing the capitalism good, socialism bad message are the ones who keep re-regulating the economy to do well for themselves as the working class keeps getting the shaft and then keeps struggling. Kind of like how oil and gas industries keep getting major tax breaks or subsidies, but yet gas prices keep getting higher and higher. Remember when Dear Leader Trump and the MAGA Republican Congress passed corporate tax cuts? They promised us that that would lead to lower prices. But now Dear Leader's telling us that it's your patriotic duty to pay for higher gas prices while we build his ballroom. Oh, and at the same time, they're trying to tell everyone, let's get rid of hybrid working and let's make everybody drive to go to work 5 days a week. They're saying that it's your patriotic duty to pay for higher beef prices while we pay billions of dollars for this Iran war. It's your patriotic duty to provide subsidies for the corporate authoritarian big tech bros. And then it's your patriotic duty to step aside and shut up while they build their gigantic job-sucking and environmentally damaging AI data centers. They'll say it's your patriotic duty to keep spending billions and billions and billions of dollars on Israel and Israel's wars while rural hospitals keep closing their doors in Michigan thanks to major Medicaid budget cuts by MAGA Republicans. They'll tell you that it's your patriotic duty to care more about the name of Michigan's progressive Democratic Senate candidate Abdullah Sayed than it is to care about how the Epstein files still aren't released and that no one's been held accountable. It's not capitalism that the Epstein class is fighting to save. No, it is crony capitalism. Oh, they'll tell you it's really patriotic to vote for people who will keep this crony capitalism going, like Florida Mike Rogers here in Michigan. But you know better. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.